Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Well met to all of you to this presentation by JTTRPGN. Thank you for tuning in via Spotify, YouTube, or whatever medium this has reached you by. I'm your presenter, Fu. I'm presenting myself as this Jamaican tropical mockingbird. Why? We'll get into that some other podcast. For now, I'd like for you to hear me as I explain what is JTTRPGN. JTTRPGN is a collective, somewhat a call to arms, a search for Jamaicans who are into tabletop role-playing games. That is what JTTRPGN is. Let's dive into the acronym a little bit. I mentioned just a while ago the five letters in the middle. TTRPGs. Tabletop role-playing games. These games are simple communication-based games where players come together and create an adventure. You'll have players who play as either adventurers or werewolves or witches or vampires, or whatever kind of protagonist they want. And the world that they play in is usually conducted by a GM, a game master. They will create the world, the scenarios, the obstacles, the antagonists, and the non-playable characters known as NPCs that fill up this world and make it alive. The GMs enjoy creating worlds for people to play with, and players enjoy going on adventures with characters they've put together themselves or with the help of others. That's what tabletop role-playing is. It is what it's called over here in the West, TTRPGs. However, some of the older names will adhere to what the game format used to also include, pen and paper RPGs, so PNP RPGs. You'll also have people over in Japan who simply call it TRPGs, T standing for table and top. And there's a bunch of other different names. Now that's TTRPG. As for the J in the beginning and the N at the end, well, those are just as easy. We are, as I've mentioned before, Jamaicans who are interested in this, and that's why the J is in the acronym. J is for Jamaica. For as long as our people who are born and come from this island identify this island as Jamaica, the J will stay as J for Jamaicans, here in the island and across the diaspora. The N at the end is actually for network, because that's what this thing has always been from the beginning. In 2022, June 26th, at an anime gathering, some of our original founders went there in search of other players to play tabletop RPGs. TTRPGs, tabletop, traditionally is where a lot of these games are played, on a table where the GM will put out a map with some icons representing antagonists, NPCs, and other players, and diagrams depicting what situation and where players are in any particular adventure. However, especially during COVID, players have learned that playing on a table is just one way to play. You can easily LARP, live action role playing, where you go outside dressed up as your favorite character and live action play out your adventures. So that's the next step from cosplay. So you put on your clothes for your character, you go out there, and you actually face each other or face an antagonist with each other and play with the rules of the games to get the adventure through. There's also playing online on platforms such as Foundry, Roll20, Discord, even Zoom meetings can be used to play these games. If you go and tune into a Jamaican YouTuber by the name of D&D Jamaica, you'll see that those games were played on Zoom while the players were stuck at home during COVID. And they've continued to play. Last time I checked, they still have a couple of episodes. But yes, that is JTTRPGN. And there is so much to talk about, but we'll put those into other podcasts. For now, I want you to think of this. As I mentioned before, TTRPG stands for Tabletop Role Playing Games. That is what we've called it here in this community. People have been playing these games in Jamaica and in the diaspora from as early as the 1970s, where TTRPGs came into play. What do we as a collective call it? I don't know. We've only just now started to link up with each other and actually get a network of communication and record keeping going. And now we have the opportunity, if we want to change this acronym, we would have to change what Jamaicans call TTRPGs. They're not video games, they're not board games, they're not card games. They're a type of RPG that requires communication between people, whether in person. Some have even been able to play via text. Play by post, PBP, is a way that you're also able to play. You can play by texting in a WhatsApp chat group, in a Discord chat group, in online. And back in the day, people used to send mail by post to update each other as to what they're doing on their turn in an adventure. So every step of the adventure, you'd send the mail to the next person who's playing. You'd read the story, how it's progressing, and then add in your progression for the story, and then pass it on to the next person in turn. So you see how dynamic this form of play and how versatile it is. If you were to give this acronym a change as to what tabletop role playing is, what pen and play role playing is, what Dungeons and Dragons, Vampire the Masquerade, Werewolf Apocalypse, Haunted West, Shadowrun, Cyberpunk, all of these games, if you were to give them a different name, let us know in the comments what you think. And if you like this video and this form of presentation, or you're interested in sending in your own Jamaican tabletop role-playing experience, be it with other Jamaicans or as a Jamaican yourself, contact us and see if we'll get it up on this platform. And you'll also tell us what creature you'd like to appear as. Yes. We'll leave this post, and you can also let us know JTTRPGN everywhere on Instagram, on X, at Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Blue Sky, wherever you want to find us. So long as you're Jamaican and you're into this stuff, this is home. Again, I am Fu, and thank you for listening. Look out for more.